All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Gary from Sussex is on the line. And Gary, here's what Robert Reich is saying about the Civil War that is going to destroy this country from within. Because when you have, you know, people who, it's unfortunately like you and others, who make blanket statements that you can't back up, that, you know, if Donald Trump was president, Putin would have never went into Ukraine. And then you can't point out anything that Donald Trump could have done differently. What was he going to do? Scare Putin, a man who has more nuclear weapons than anybody else on the face of the earth, because his name is Donald Trump? I mean, come on, man. I mean, that's ridiculous, man. On the face, on his face, that's ridiculous.
You let me talk, Earl?
Go ahead. Man, you know? I know, but I'm saying, I don't mind you talking, but don't make statements like, well, you know, I believe Donald Trump, Putin would have never went in because of Donald Trump. How's it fact?
The fact is, during Obama's administration for 8 years, he went into Crimea and took Crimea over. He didn't do anything. He said, I'm drawing a line in the sand. I'm drawing this line. Don't you dare cross it. Well, you know, Putin crossed it anyways. Okay, what happens? Donald Trump gets in office, then he backs off. As soon as Donald Trump is gone, then he goes in there. Now, this is what I would have done. If I was president, I don't know if Donald Trump would have done this. I would have went out to Ukraine, talked to the president.
CJ. I mean, Gary.
No, Gary. Wait, Gary. Listen, I would have went out
Whatever.
There and talked to Zelensky and told him, you join the European Union, you join NATO, and then what we're going to do is we're going to build a base in their area that we're going to protect you, because if you're part of NATO,
Gary, you're
we're
a nice
obligated.
Guy, and I like you. But this is serious
there's
business.
No way,
not
there's
about.
No way that Putin's going to go out there and attack a NATO country. No way, no how. It's never going to happen. And if he did have a battle of,
Ukraine is not a NATO country, Gary.
But they have to join it if we're going to protect.
What are you talking about? They didn't join NATO under the Grand Poobah. Okay, Ukraine didn't join NATO under Donald Trump. Okay, so to say Donald Trump somehow was going to be the person who was going to stabilize things is not accurate, it's not true. And to say that, well, and this is what bothers me, and this is what Robert Reich is talking about. People who are making these kinds of statements, and there are many people like you and CJ, who are making statements that don't have any foundation in truth or fact. And yet you somehow believe, yet you believe that Donald Trump, of all people, listen, Donald Trump, with all of the crimes that he has committed, and as low down and rotten a person as he is, for guys like you and others to still talk about him as if he's somehow the greatest president.
You're the guys that are talking about him. He's been gone for 2 years, and you guys keep bringing him up because you're afraid he's going to run for president in 24.
I'm not afraid.
Gary,
I'm sorry. I'm not That's afraid right. that Donald Trump is going to run for president of the United States. Let him run. It's a guaranteed loss.
Mike Crudy said he is.
Okay.
And
it's a guaranteed loss for Republicans. If you think that the majority of the American people don't see a criminal like Donald Trump for what he is, we've seen him. We know who he is. He was there for 4 years. So we know who
Donald
he is.
Donald Trump is not my favorite guy, but he does know how to run a country and make the economy work good, and he's a strong strong leader. I mean, his personality sucks.
Gary, I wish we had more time. Thank you for the call. Who do we have up next, Sam?
Bob's calling from the East Coast of Wisconsin.
Hey, Bob. How you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. You know, this talk about Trump, just can't just be that. I remember watching a show, a TV news program, and it pictured Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin, and one translator. No records kept.
Yeah, that's right. That is absolutely correct.
And Donald Trump was disowned by the financial empire in New York and went to Russia to get his money.
So what I'll say to you, Bob, is what Robert Reich is talking about with a second civil war in this country. You heard CJ.
Yes, sir.
You heard Gary. Multiply that by tens of millions of people who feel the same way they do. They look at that man, and they know that man is no good. And they know he's not the brightest person. And they know that he's not deserving of being the president of this nation. He proved that in his 4 years. And yet they see that, and they ignore all those signs, Bob. It's what's so frightening.
Yes, sir.
You know, you heard them. Well, you know, if Donald Trump was there, Putin would have never invaded. Well, what was Donald Trump going to do differently? They can't even give you an answer to that, right? I mean, they can't even give you an answer. Well, I just feel like he would have. What?
He'd invited him in.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what was going on. You are right that Donald Trump had a buddy-buddy relationship and a love, admiration for Putin during the time that he was in office. There's no question about that. So to think that somehow he was going to, through strength, stop Putin from going into Ukraine was ridiculous. That wasn't the case.
Sure wasn't.
You know, Bob, it's frightening, right? You know what I mean? I mean, I'm talking and trying to get people to understand how frightening the time. You sound like you've been around a little while. We're in frightening times right now. And we need people to be lucid when they're having conversations. Go ahead.
We need to be aware of our relationships around the world and the Democratic Party is interested in people. The Republican Party is interested in wealth.
You know,
I'm going to stand with a party that stands with people.
You know, thank you very much, man. I'm in agreement with you. And not just because you're a Democrat, because that's from the perspective of a human being who sees people and their lives more valuable than all the rest of that stuff. Right? Just a fact. Hey, I want to thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Sam, as always. And thank everybody else. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.